What's up, peeps? So you guys tuned in to understand the two things, a why of how to make this movement effective. So just to tell a little bit about myself, I'm an advocate for building a powerful mindset. I advocate about standing on principle. I advocate about integrity. And, you know, I always am behind people who stand up for what they believe in. That's important for personal development, you know, being fulfilled at the end of the day, what makes us whole and all that. And I sat down and really thought about this. A lot of things going on social media, a lot of things going on in the world. And, this is a serious issue. And I felt I had an obligation to be able to touch on this. Well, not even touch on it, like give my critical opinion on what needs to be done to really make this movement different from a lot of other movements and really make it effective like it really needs to be. And so two things. First thing that must be done is, you know, to spread awareness. I think what's being done on social media right now, and people are, you know, reposting, retweeting, you know, spreading the message as best as they know how. I think that is very important, but it should be done in a productive way and not it should be done in a productive way. And what I mean by that is that violent messages shouldn't be spread. Fear shouldn't be spread, because what that will do, that will lead to, you know, hatred, you know, developing in the hearts of the people. And we don't want people to operate out of hate. I don't want people to operate out of hate. I don't support people operating out of hate, because what that is, that becomes, you know, a very selfish standpoint for all the actions to be taken, you know, after that. And at the end of the day, I don't advocate for that. I don't think that is right. I don't think that will be conducive in the long run, because when people act selfishly, they tend to neglect the other side. And at the end of the day, like, we're all human beings, whether they're the racists, whether the, you know, the people of color who this affect, we're all human beings and we all have a right to humanity. You know, even though the people of color have the negative short end of the stick, we still want to be humans when we go through this process of, you know, reform and change and, you know, making it better and making it right, righteous for, you know, the people who are, this is affected. I'm a black man, you know, this is affects me directly. And so I just don't advocate for, you know, hate, man, because hate leads to that negativity. And, you know, like, hate will consume your thought. And once hate consumes your thought, that is like the one of the most powerful drivers of, you know, humanity, man. Like, it just will pollute you, and you'll eventually lose sight of what you're actually doing, and you'll just be operating from that emotion. And you'll forget the reason why you even did it, or the underlying reason behind, you know, doing that. And so that's why I won't support that. But continue to spread these messages of awareness. Continue to educate others about what this is about. You know, people who may not even be aware of what's going on, you know, tell a friend. You know, tell a friend to tell a friend, because the more people that know, the more people that, you know, can, you know, eventually do their part. And we want everyone to be able to do their part to stop racism, systemic and individual racism. You know, we want to cut that in our society, because at the end of the day, we're evolving. You know what I'm saying? We want to uphold ourselves to these high moral standards and, you know, religion this and all this other shit. But at the same time, they still got people who racist and doing wrong by their fellow brother or sister. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, we're not going to do that. So the second and the most important thing that we should do to make this movement effective is we need to organize. You know, we need to create a unified front for this movement, because at the end of the day, if we have a lot of people, which a lot of people are involved in this, if we have the people who are involved going in different directions, that's gonna make the whole message of the movement confused. Like, it's gonna create confusion. And at the end of the day, you know, no army or no system is effective when there's confusion. So we have to organize through this movement to create some type of unified front and to where everyone understands exactly what this is about. There are clear guidelines because, yeah, I have a basic, you know, I don't have an in-depth understanding, but there needs to be some sort of resource or some sort of leader that we all can follow to say, okay, these are the clear guidelines. These are the principles. This is the exact message of what this movement is standing for and what this movement is trying to accomplish, what this movement is trying to achieve, you know, where it's specifically maybe trying to stop the police brutality, or we're trying to let them or make sure they have the prosecution that they deserve when they do commit these crimes. You know, so we want to have a very specific front, and it has to be organized, because if not organized, everyone, they may have their own personal vendetta or personal motive for, you know, partaking in this. You know, there are people out here participating in this movement just because it may be cool and their friends are doing it. You know what I'm saying? And to minimize that, we need leaders and we need system. We need to make a system that say, okay, this is not what we're for. If you're here for this, you know, maybe you need to not be here for this. You need to reconsider your actions. But the people who are here, you need to be standing for this one specific cause, you know, because I hear like a lot of bullet points or a lot of, you know, different things behind what this may be about. But it's still a lot of confusion, man, until we can get an organized front. You know, I don't think this movement can be effective as it can be. You know, everyone has to have clear guidelines, clear protocols behind all of this. And so we're doing all these two things. We're doing these two things to do what? We're doing these two to make an economic impact. Because at the end of the day, like, you know, the government doesn't care about protests. The government cares about dollars. You know, this is a systemic thing that we're trying to demolish. If the government, it feels the effects directly of people banding together to undo injustices, you know, like, they gonna take action. They gonna say, whoa, we lost $3 trillion in one day. You know what I'm saying? That's what speaks to the government. Oh, we this is unacceptable. $3 trillion in one day. They'll make a change the next day. They will be in the meetings in the House, the Senate, and the president. They're all being meetings saying, okay, you know, obviously these people, something is not right with the way we're doing this and the way we've done this, so we have to make immediate changes. That's the only way immediate changes can be made, is through economic impact. But we have to do those two things before we can make a true economic impact, man.